Welcome to the Dissolving Fear practice. I'm smiling as I say the word fear because fear is completely natural for us as human beings. So we're not going to get rid of it, but we may cultivate a new response to it. And that's what this meditation is about. One of the things with human beings is that over thousands of years, we've trained ourselves for a negativity bias. It's what helped us survive. When we were at risk of being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, the fear of something was much more important than the opportunity of something. So not getting eaten was way more valuable than the cost of missing an opportunity. Unfortunately, we've brought that negativity bias into our lives today, and we tend to look for what's going to go wrong, for what's a threat to our survival. It tends to color how we see the world, especially with money. And I've worked with people of all wealth levels, and what I've seen is that all of us experience fear, whether we have very little money or billions of dollars, there's always the sense that it can all disappear, that there is no security. So this meditation is really about cultivating the security within. And first checking in where you are in this moment, finding a posture where you can be upright but not uptight, turning off your phone, any distractions, and bringing your attention to this next inhale and exhale. And allowing the breath to find its natural rhythm. And I'll say that just this, just being viscerally connected to the subtle feelings and sensations of this inhale and exhale, bring us into this present moment. And in this present moment, fear starts to dissipate. Most of our fear is about what might happen. So the more we can cultivate this presence or this ability to respond to fear by coming back to what's happening right now, the less we're at the effect of fear. And beyond our money, let's recognize that while our money offers us a certain kind of security, we know that there's a deeper sense of security that's within each of us. And in this present moment, as we feel the breath, as we appreciate this presence that we're cultivating, we start to feel a foundation of security that's within us, that's beyond the security that we might receive from our finances. So turning your attention inward to this breath, just feel how that expands the body on the inhale and how the breath contracts the body on the exhale. And on average, we receive close to a billion breaths in our lifetimes. And then being aware, if you can sense it, the heartbeat. And you might try putting a hand on the heart. We receive roughly 2.5 billion heartbeats in an average lifetime. So appreciating this breath, this heartbeat that sustains our life, that's worth more than any amount of money that we could have. And now let's expand this appreciation or gratitude practice. In addition to feeling grateful for this breath, for this heartbeat, feeling grateful for the wisdom that you have, for the sense of humor that you have, for all your other abilities. And then feeling grateful for the people in your life, your closest family members and friends. And as you feel this gratitude, what does that feel like? What sensations are you feeling? And where are you feeling them? And then expanding this to your colleagues at work, your larger community, all the people that have supported you, your ancestors. Now feeling gratitude for all of those people who support you without you knowing it. As you bring to mind your home and all the other things in your life, feeling gratitude for all the people who help to produce and deliver all of these things to you. For all the people who help to produce and deliver food to you. For all the unrecognized people in your life that have supported you. And then coming back to yourself and recognizing three things that you're grateful for about yourself, about the way you are in the world. Let's acknowledge three ways in which you give to the world, and also three ways in which you care for yourself. This gratitude practice or appreciation practice is really a way of expanding the sense of wealth that we have within. It's the antidote to fear. I invite you to take out a pen and paper and write down what you feel grateful for whenever fear arises. Now feeling this inhale and exhale. Feeling the joy of being in this present moment. Being connected to the sensations of this inhale and this exhale. Present, awake, full, and at ease. appreciating all of yourself, all that you have, all that you do, and all of who you are.